Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you, those who work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom and cash flow right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, so you can have that financial present you plan for, not just your financial future. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about getting rich, it's about enriching the lives of others. Because as you are blessed financially, you have a greater ability to create a ripple effect through the lives of those around you. Guys, thank you so much for just being a part of this movement. Thank you for tuning in, for binging. Again, I've heard several of you this week talk about how you've been binging all the way through these episodes. So appreciate you guys tuning in and being a part of this movement because we can't do it without you. So thank you so much for being a part of this. As always, remember, you can always go visit us at moneyripples.com for more information. In fact, if you're looking for ways to actually become more financially independent, or you want to be able to get that cash flow and passive income coming in today, go take our online calculator right at moneyripples.com. Find out what your passive income number is, how much you could actually create in the next 12 months. So be sure to do that today. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing, and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. So guys, I'm excited for today because this is somebody I've known for 10 years now, someone that really is, if there's ever been a go-to when it comes to reverse mortgages, Mark's been the guy. Now, granted, Mark's in Utah like I am. He's just licensed in Utah, but the wealth of knowledge he has, he's been doing this now for almost 30 years. Since 1994, he's been in this business. And so many times, one of the strategies that we don't bring up often on this show that I know can actually massively impact your cash flow or your passive income, especially if you're moving into your 60s or you already are in your 60s, this could be an amazing strategy that could just revolutionize everything that could be done here. Again, Mark Hammond, welcome to our show, man.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah. I mean, give us a little bit more of your background and how you even got down this rabbit hole path, because this is not the typical path. I was a mortgage broker at one point myself, but reverse mortgages is a whole nother beast. How'd you end up down this path?
Well, back in 94, I started with a mortgage broker that focused on kind of like more difficult to do loans. I mean, they weren't called subprime loans at the time, but eventually they were. And I worked at that company for about 6 years. I then was recruited to work for Wells Fargo to be a mortgage leader in the state of Utah. And then I opened up my own brokerage in 2003 with the aim of doing financial services as well as mortgages. And I did that for about 5 years. And then around the time, actually a little bit before we had the crash in 2008, I started doing reverse mortgages, and those ended up being a kind of a boon for me going into that horrible mess that was the crash of 2008. Being a mortgage broker on my own, I actually absorbed a couple of companies during that time that weren't doing so well, but had a lot of personnel. And so around 2008 or so, that's when I started really getting into reverse mortgages more. And so I've been doing those ever since and made that the prime focus of my business. And so it's great to work with seniors, help them in to navigate retirement, be able to maximize all of the things that they can do to make their budgets look better and live the best life.
Yeah. So for those of us joining, because I know, especially 2008, I can imagine like that was like one of the few more strategies that actually people said, yes, like give it to me right now, because they want really that relief from the mortgage payments, relief, or even just getting more capital in their hand. Yeah. For those who are listening that don't know, understand what reverse mortgages are, because I know there's a lot of confusion out there, just give us a brief summary of what they are and how people use them.
So a reverse mortgage is just like a regular loan, except there's no payments required. They lend around 50% of the value. So they don't lend a whole bunch of the value. They lend about 50%. It's a little bit higher if you're older, a little bit lower if you're younger. Minimum age is 62. But it's based on the value of the home and the age of the youngest borrower. So they lend a certain amount. So if someone owes about 50%, of their value of their home, then we can pay off that mortgage and they don't have a mortgage payment anymore. It's basically like kicking the can down the road, though. It's just they keep track of the interest and it accrues and builds up over time. So every month they'll get a statement. The mortgage balance will be a little bit higher than it was the month before. Of course, they could pay the interest if they wanted to. Most people don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the idea of doing these, taking a break from having to pay the interest and pushing it down to another time when either they're permanently moved out of the home or they've passed away. The last borrower has passed away. So that's how they work. And so if we're just able to pay the mortgage off, great. They don't have a payment anymore. If they have a very small mortgage, we can pay off the mortgage and then they have extra cash that they can access either as a lump sum or as a line of credit. They can even turn that the money that's in there into a stream of payments. So they can say
annuity, you know, like monthly income, right?
Like an annuity. They could either say, give me $1,000 a month till the money's gone, or they can say, how much would you give me for the entire time I live in the property? And so there's a ways of kind of doing like an annuity type of situation where they can get, they can't outlive the money. They could just get that same amount no matter how long they live there. And it's super flexible if they decide, hey, down the road when they're getting that annuity like that, if they decide, hey, we need to get a new roof, they can call the company and say, hey, I need 10 grand to do my roof. They would just give them the 10 grand and then they would redo the stream of payments after that to depend because they've reduced the money. It would make the stream of payments a little lower, but they can change it around and super.
So it's very flexible is what you're saying. You can do almost anything you want. Well, almost within limits, but to your imagination's content.
There's no restrictions on what they can use the money for. If the money's being used to pay off the mortgage, they're going to give them the maximum amount at closing to do that. If they're getting cash out, they do stagger out the payments of the money a little bit. So several years ago, they decided, hey, people are spending this money too fast. Maybe all their kids had too many business ideas and took all the money. So I think they were just trying to slow that down a little bit. So they'll give them like 60% of the money at closing and then the other 40% after 1 year. So if they're getting all cash like that, they do stagger that a little bit. I don't think it's treating people like adults, but it's not my decision.
So if we went with an example here, I mean, let's say somebody has, let's say they have a paid off house. It's a $500,000 house. What you're saying is they could get up to $250,000 cash out with no payment, right? Unlike getting a HELOC, you get $250,000. Might have to be broken up over 2 years, but you might get $150,000 up front, $100,000 the next year. But you can get that money and then use it for whatever you want, including investing to create more cash flow. Sure. So not only do you have no payment on that money, but now you're earning cash on that money. If, again, that's $250,000, 10%. It means now you're making $25,000 a year off a house that you weren't making anything off of before.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only obligations you have with the reverse mortgage is to live there. Uh-huh. As long as you're living there, paying the taxes and insurance and maintaining the home, then you don't have to pay any interest. So those are the three things that are important to do. They're a checkup on you once a year, make sure you're living there and you have to sign something saying, I still live here. And you have to prove that you're paid your taxes and insurance. So those are the touches they have during the year to make sure everything's going okay. But other than that, like the monies can be used for whatever they want. I like to use an example of, say a person has a $600,000 home that's paid off and they want to downsize. So they sell the home and so they have the $600,000 and then say they want to buy a $400,000 townhome. So they could take $400,000 that they definitely have and just pay cash for the house and then they would have no payments. Or they could take around $200,000, buy a house with a reverse mortgage purchase, which you can do a purchase with those. So you put about half down and they've used only $200,000 to buy the townhome. They've got another $400,000 in the bank. So
and no payment.
Yeah, and no payment. So that's a great way to maximize the cash that they have for that and have more money to live on.
That was the exact strategy my mom just used last year in the state of Washington. Same thing. They were downsizing, moving away from Seattle more, moving out into more of the mountains out in the woods and got a cheaper place. And they took all the equity from the other house, put it into the next one. But then with the reverse mortgage, there's no monthly payment. They're fine and they're in a better position than they were when they were living in the other house with the higher value.
Yeah. I mean, there's two ways that things can go with a reverse mortgage. Down the road, you could either have a lot of equity because the market appreciated and the interest didn't overtake the value.
Yeah.
Or it could overtake the value if the market didn't do so well and the balance is continually going up. There is a possibility that it could end up owing more than the house is worth. cool thing about reverse mortgages is that they're non-recourse loans. Kind of means like you don't sign a personal guarantee to get the money. So you're able to walk away from the house, no liability on you or the heirs to the home. If there is a negative equity situation, there's no liability on borrowers or their heirs. So what happens is the lender, if there isn't any equity, the heirs can, or the borrowers can just tell the lender to sell the home. We'll take the personal belongings out of it. Go ahead and sell it. They don't have to worry about it. There's no money to get out of it anyway. So they would just have the lender sell it. The lender sells it. The lender takes a loss. Then they submit a claim to FHA, who insures these loans against the losses, kind of really makes these loans exist. Mortgage insurance is something that FHA charges on these upfront. On a monthly basis, they add a little bit of a mortgage insurance cost each month to the balance. And so that building up of that stock of money helps to pay those claims if the lenders lose money. So that's one of the things that people need to realize about reverse mortgages is the costs are a little higher than a regular loan because 2% of the appraised value is going to be taken out of the proceeds and reserved to pay those claims. So if they have a $500,000 house, then you've got a $10,000 upfront reverse mortgage cost. Not out of pocket, but it's just taken out of the proceeds to pay for that.
Yeah, that's one thing I have a lot of people say. They're like, yeah, but I don't want to leave much debt to my kids. Well, good news is they're not on the hook for it because it is non-recourse. And if they wanted to, if they did want to keep the house in the family, they could always try to refinance it and put it in their own name, correct?
Yep. If they get to that point where they want to buy the house after their parents have moved out or permanently or have died or permanently moved out, that's the trigger. They have like 6 months to go through probate, get the house sold if they want, or they can buy the house for 95% of the appraised value, regardless of what is owed on it, even if it's underwater. They still can buy the home for 95% of appraised value. It kind of saves the lender from having to put it on the market and sell it. So giving them a discount for that. So
basically, you get the agent commission in equity, right?
Basically, yes.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Tell us examples of people that have used this and how it's worked for them.
Apart from the most popular thing to pay off the mortgage and save the, not have a mortgage payment anymore. Some things that my financial planner partners like to express and tell their clients, postponing Social Security from age 65 to age 70 gets you more Social Security. So you get an 8% raise in the Social Security every year that you wait. So if you take it out 4 years and you don't take the Social Security, you get 32% more benefit per year. So that's a great thing to try to do if you can. But if you're going to retire earlier and you need money, reverse mortgage is a perfect way to do that. That way you can live off the equity of your home for those 4 years instead of taking out the Social Security. Then when you're age 70, you get a way bigger benefit. That's one tool. Another one is when people turn age 72 and they've got a lot of IRA money, they've got to do required minimum distributions from their investments. And so a lot of times they want to take the minimum out, but they might need more income than that and they're not working. And so to keep their tax bracket low and only take the minimum amount of the distribution out, use the reverse mortgage as income to supplement the RMD or the required minimum distribution. Reverse mortgage proceeds are not income. They're not taxed. They don't add to the tax bracket. So that's
because it's a loan.
Because it's a loan. So that's another way to do that. And then the other thing too is people that are drawing off of their IRA monies and their stock portfolios in a down market, who wants to sell? That's crazy, right? But if that's your only income, then you have to. But if you have a reverse mortgage line of credit sitting there waiting, you don't have to use it, just sits there. And if you don't owe any money on it, then you don't have any interest accruing. So it's smart to set up the line of credit anytime and then have it just ready. Then when the stock market drops and you don't want to be drawing your IRA money, you then draw off the line of credit on the reverse mortgage instead. And then you're saving yourself from selling low on your portfolio in the stock market.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great strategy. Part of the reason why we won't even have to worry about some of those because we're anti-stock market, right? But the basic principle is the same is if you've got to adjust and move and do some things, it gives you that flexibility to use it however you want. And I had so many people say, especially as they move older, they say, Chris, okay, I know we can leverage debt, but we really don't want to if we don't have to, especially if it's our own home. here's a safe way they can do it. They're not going to get foreclosed on. They wouldn't get foreclosed on anyway, normally, because the only way you can get foreclosed on with a paid off house is if you don't pay your taxes, right? You're not paying that, then you can get foreclosed on even with the paid off house. But that's no different here. It's just like having a paid off house, but now you got the cash, no payment, no obligation while you're alive. And then really no downside risk to your family down the road. If they don't want to have the house, then great. The bank will take it over, or the kids can buy it back and get to keep some of the equity as well. And there's all kinds of, well, they don't keep the equity, but they just get paid the proceeds anyways through the estate, mm-hmm. right? But
yeah,
I mean, there's so many different ways you could use this and leverage it, as long as you're at least 62 years old.
Yeah, I mean, get money out of it to buy a second home or a vacation mm-hmm. home and turn that into an Airbnb. And those can be wildly profitable, supplement your income. They also do jumbo reverse mortgages now, which they did a long time ago. And then after the crash, those all went away and now they've mm-hmm. come back. So these are privately done non-FHA reverse mortgages that the total appraisal limit on an FHA reverse mortgage is $970,800. So
okay,
pretty nice. I mean, that limit's gone up a lot in the last few years as the property values have gone up to try to keep up with it. So that's a pretty generous limit on the FHA product. But above that, we have the jumbo products that, as a huge benefit, they don't have the mortgage insurance upfront mm-hmm. costs, which I talked about earlier. So that's really nice. So those are extremely cheap to do. Typically, the lender pays us. So the costs on those are like title insurance and like title fees. That's pretty much it. So they're really, really cheap to do. And they go into the multi-millions. So you could get a big chunk of your equity out on a multi-million dollar home and have all those same benefits of no interest to pay.
That's huge. Wow. Awesome, man. Well, this has been really educational. And I know people obviously have questions. I guess two questions for you. One is, if these people are in the state of Utah, of course, you're Utah licensed, how would they best get a hold of you or even follow you online to learn more?
Well, my phone number is 801-808-MARK with a K. So that's my phone number. And my website is reversemortgageutah.co. And then I have a website for my forward mortgage business, which is legendfinancialservices.com.
Awesome.
And so, of course, I have like Facebook presence and Instagram and stuff like that. But
yeah.
But yeah.
And if somebody's out of state, what would you recommend they do? Like, how would they know they find the right person or not?
So if you're out of state, I am a part of some really good Facebook mortgage broker group. That's just a highly ethical mortgage broker group. That's a nationwide group. And we're mm-hmm. all very, very focused on customer satisfaction, treating people excellently, doing an amazing job for people, and being extremely fair. So I like that group. And I refer a lot of people out of state to brokers in that group. So that's a good resource if you have. You could text me on my cell, 801-808-MARK, or you can email me. I'm at mark@legendfinancialservices.com.
Awesome. Well, be sure to put that in the show notes just so that everybody can get a hold of you and or text you or whatever they want to do. But again, really appreciate your time, Mark. This is really valuable. And again, very interesting topic.
Cool. Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Thanks, Chris.
You bet. Absolutely. And everybody else, again, if you have questions, feel free to reach out to Mark, whether through his website or through texting him. Again, this is a strategy that you can use to not only improve cash flow, but even give you more resource to be able to create more passive income and have that life where you could actually be financially independent, where you have enough money coming in to be able to get you out of that rat race. So guys, go and make it a prosperous week, and we'll see you later.